Before the beginning of a race, our sailor must observe the movement and behavior of the buoys based on the current and the wind. Sailor observes figure 2.0, one buoy talking to another buoy. Three buoys in a line. Two buoys playing catch with a third, smaller buoy. Five buoys in a lineup. Six buoys making a pyramid in the middle school playground. Two buoys fucking. Three polyamorous buoys. One buoy, all by itself, teaching our sailor what it means to be alone. When sailing, it is also important for our sailor to pay attention to the wind. Figure 3.0, the wind in its most simplified form, shifting. More behaviors of the wind include the wind as two small identical mountains. Footnote, in his free time, our sailor also enjoys reading religious philosophy. Sailor reads about mountains, which represent a place beyond the physical universes. Second footnote, a place both outside and inside this world, i.e. an absence and a presence. Our sailor likes this sentiment. Figure 3.3, absence dressed up as a circle for the school play. Presence disguised as a circle to avoid questions. Absence talking to herself. Presence posing for a family photo. Absence looking at presence quizzically. Presence looking into the mirror. Absence looking into the mirror. Presence trying to give absence a hug. Absence crying, lonely. Figure 3.12, the shape of the water created by the wind, i.e. the waves. Footnote, wind creates texture on the water. Our sailor also loves Eve Sedgwick. Remembering her book, Touching Feeling, our sailor notes how Sedgwick distinguishes between two types of texture. One, texture with one X, and two, texture with two. Texture with two X's contains a trace of its source within its appearance. Texture's origin is an onomatopoeia. Boom, cuckoo, sizzle, our sailor says to himself. Part two, or one giant footnote. The buoy. Once, after presenting this piece, someone said that they thought I was trying to say something personal. Figure 4.1, me trying to say something personal. So I started to think about what I actually wanted to say and what was actually sayable. I thought about language,